Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 203. Today is Saturday, February 15, 2020. I'm your host, Leda. And joining me this week is my co-host, Nisi. I have to think about it still. Hey, Nisi. Thanks.
Hello.
Thanks for joining me. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
As you guys can see, we were supposed to have the boys on.
We are not the boys.
Yeah. Five's still here.
Five is still here.
So yay. Welcome, Five. Thank you for sticking it out and hanging with us. We do appreciate it. The boys are not well, and things happened. And anyway, Nisi and I are here, so everything is good. However, this is all about Five. Five, how are you? What's happening?
Hey, guys.
Thanks for saying yes, which is always, you know, a really good thing. So appreciate that. But again, welcome to the show.
This is now my fifth appearance on the show.
Five.
This is my fifth Five.
Show title?
Fifths, or however you want to look at it.
Nice.
There's a show title.
Hang on, I need to write things down because I haven't got my paper ready. Fifth? Fifth Five? Or Five... Fifth? I don't know. We'll figure that out.
Five helpings of Five?
We'll see what other nuggets we can pull out.
Yeah, exactly. Alrighty, so let's get into it and find out what's been happening with you, Five, since we last spoke to you. Tell us the things.
I have been greatly expanding my chest collecting skills.
Okay. Yes.
I'm reluctant to go into too many details to generate competition, particularly on Wormrest Accord.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy to share what I know.
Okay.
And my bloodthirsty pacifist, Five Chesty, who says what he does and does what he says, he gets chests. That's mm-hmm. his primary source of experience.
Yeah.
Because as a bloodthirsty, he can't have primary professions, and he can't quest. And as a pacifist, he can't kill,
yes.
and he can't wear greens.
Yes.
So, all I do is a little bit of explore and pick up chests.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's been playing for about a year in brief logins, like just coming in and getting something and leaving, based if I found it on a scout that was flying overhead.
Okay.
And he spent 48 levels in Darkshore. Now, after all of that, when he got level 60 in flight about a month ago, I took about a week to focus elsewhere with my iron and working tune. But then while my BT Passy was exploring vanilla with flight and rest, I was finding out how what I had learned in Darkshore just mm-hmm. suddenly was useful everywhere.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was able to just jump into a place and be like, okay, that guy needs sap, that guy needs blinded, dup dup dup, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
Plus when I was flying around, you know, it's really easy to get around from one spot to the other, as opposed to being on the ground and having to, like, go around everything.
Mm-hmm. That we can understand, definitely. So, yeah. All right.
So for the first time, I was playing well past rest XP, and I pushed through, like, 9 Kalimdor zones, like in a row, and it just felt so good because like we say in a matter of avoidance of something bad, I was using this as a perpetuation of something good, that there's always something around the next corner. There's always something more.
Yeah. Okay.
So to develop that, I've been asking a lot of questions from Stir. Stir's advice about a month ago when he was on the show was really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
He pretty much mentioned Zanger Marsh and Winter Spring.
Yes.
And Zanger Marsh is a particular case that I think may also apply to all of Outland, but basically in Vanilla Zones and Northrend Zones, if you're flying around and you know where the chest spawns are,
yeah,
then they'll be in clusters of about four. There's usually three or four chests in a spawn.
Yep.
And that's a lot like pacifist nodes, where if you find one up here, you're not going to find it up in the other two because they all share the spawn.
Mm-hmm.
But in Zanger Marsh, a lot of places there are clusters of four, but what you're actually seeing is two clusters of two. There's twice as many potential. Like if you see two items on the map that it could be from the Gathermate add-on,
yep,
then it could be one of those two. But if you see a cluster of four, don't stop looking because there could be another one in there.
Right. Okay. Good to know. Did not know that. Interesting.
Neither did I.
Alrighty.
So, I was already familiar with the chests in Crystal Song and Zul'Drak. I had been using that with my iron as I went through.
Yeah.
And my Bloodthirsty Pacifist with Flight expanded the range of that to include Grizzly Hills, Howling Fjord, and that's about it. I felt I didn't even need to explore much more of Northrend, although it's certainly available.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got comfortable in Zanger Marsh, I expanded that to include Nagrand, Terrakar, and Shadow Moon Valley.
Okay.
So there's more, and I think if I was adventurous one night, I'd like to start at one end of Outland and loot the entire continent and be happy about it.
Okay. All right. That'll be interesting. See how that goes.
So with that, with kind of like content churning and just finding more places to go, my Bloodthirsty Passy is gaining a level a day in a sitting between 1 to 2 hours.
Okay.
And so from my perspective of playing many alts and a whole lot of times it's in a short attention play style where I'll get on this character and do what it has to do or use up its rest or do whatever and then play another character.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a little lengthy, but it's really new to me and it's exciting and fast. You know, other things that I'm used to are safe, efficient, or profitable, and this one is, well, it's profitable.
Mm.
And I think it's efficient.
Okay. Cool. Anything else to add?
That's about it. I've been taking my other challengers through the same path.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I mean, we should state, like you had said earlier, this is you like to do things out of the normal. So for anyone who's new to listening, watching, Five does like to push the boundaries and try,
things. I prefer a bit abnormal. but if you insist on putting a positive spin,
yes,
I'll accept. I also accept exceptional.
Okay, all right.
Because it means the same thing as abnormal to me.
Abnormal, exceptional, both sound fantastic. But
I gotta ask. I have to ask, and I'm sure you've said this before, and I just don't remember. How exactly are you leveling this bloodthirsty passy again?
A little bit of experience by exploration, and the rest of it is picking up chests from the ground.
And you're leveling that quick.
Well, when you can cover a lot of ground quickly, there's still places I have to avoid. All of the tall humanoid camps in Northrend, I just avoid them all.
Like, you must have the most incredible RNG luck ever, because I'm lucky if I see one chest in a 3-day period.
It really, really helps if you play on a dead server or at a dead time. If you're playing at an inactive time on a busy server, the same way that you can find rares, about the same probability is of finding the chest.
I mean, RNG has a lot to play, but...
Found that actually the server which the three of us have a team on, that's a really dead server, and so I've made a bunch of my new characters there. They find a whole lot of rares, and I made a... That's where my working man is. So it's interesting for me to interpret... My working man's a mage, so to interpret bloodthirsty passy, I like fly in and maybe sheep something, and if I have to, I'll ice something, but then I have invis to fall back on. If my hunter's doing it, you know, he'll drop in. He's got his ice trap, and that's really about it. And he'll go in and get the, if he has to, he'll kill some stuff because he's not opposed to that. Take the chest and get out. When my Death Knight bloodthirsty goes around, the Death Knight's crowd control is limited to you get over here.
Nice.
That's all there is. So it's a kill fest, but it takes him a little bit longer, but he's adapting to the same principle of not doing what you were doing, but try this instead.
Well, it's like all things, you're always pushing the boundaries, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
You know, because who would have thought bloodthirsty pacifist? Only five thinks that.
Only
so,
five.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So always showing us ways
in
to
the best way
do
possible.
Things. Exactly. Which we love. Absolutely. Alrighty. Nisi, all right. What's our next one?
So, since you've got a lot going on with all of the things that you're working on challenge-wise, have you set up any goals for yourself for 2020?
Yeah. I want to focus on the bloodthirsty pacifist to his end. Specifically to his end. Like, I'm not just dreaming that, of course, I'm going to win, although I do have a plan. Eventually he's going to shift to archaeology, which is going to give him a third yellow flag only on the BT list. He'll still have a green flag on the passy list. Hopefully for the only for the last 20 levels, maybe for the last 30. I don't know.
Yeah,
depends. So for all of my other tunes, I haven't been focusing much on them. I'm not hurried to finish them up before the rules change. Clearly the rules changing affects the goals that I've set.
Mm-hmm.
Once the rules do change, I want to scout that and get back on my champion pacifists.
Mm-hmm.
And get them to max, because they're my only maxed characters. I don't even have normal maxed characters.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
Someone said,
I think
about
there's a few
teams
people that are like that.
Teams in the chat room too. Just saying, somebody talker, maybe.
Yeah. Of course we're gonna be playing
Five's
all
like,
the way to 120,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course,
Steve.
I'll edit that in.
Yeah, nice. Because, it's not like you don't have, all these things that you're doing. How many tunes are you running? Just curious at the moment, roughly.
Active about six.
Okay, all right.
Four to six.
Okay, cool.
But I've got plenty of shelved ones that sometimes I'll pull one out and play him for a week and leave him for a month.
Yeah,
I know that one.
Yes.
There's not enough time for everyone to get attention right now.
Time is a factor. Yes, we understand that. Yes, definitely.
There's one more goal I've set for the year,
mm-hmm.
and that is to create more ways to tweak how the challenges can be played.
Mm-hmm.
After the rules change and the whole world changes, there's going to be new ways for me to mess with it.
Yeah. And we look forward to see what you come up with, which is always interesting. Because, as we know, we don't know what's happening with Shadow. I keep wanting to call it Shadow Labs. I don't know why. Shadowlands. And what changes are coming, because there's going to be changes, guys. And as much as we can be prepared, we still kind of got to wait till it drops, or at least have a look at how things play. So I'm sure there will be changes coming,
testing.
And all of that. But at the moment, we just plug on with what we've got. So Five, for you now, you've been playing challenge tunes for how many years, would you say, roughly?
Back since Kata.
Since Kata.
The end of Kata.
Okay. So for a few years, exactly. So what's been your biggest lessons learned with playing challenge tunes?
Be abnormal. Avoid normal content.
Mm-hmm.
Determine for yourself where you're gonna go. Do less and do more of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your way of saying focus?
Well, you don't have to do everything for everybody.
No, you don't.
Mm.
But if you focus on some aspect of the game that's easier or repeatable, then stick with it and ride it.
Yeah. That's true.
Other lessons are adapt to emergent play styles.
Mm-hmm.
That's really kind of what I'm doing in a wholly different way of adapting an iron to do bloodthirsty passy. Like, it's not even in the rules. But it's not against the rules.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing suggesting that you do this. It's just there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
One more big thing is repetition builds familiarity. And familiarity reduces the risk.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that when you're going through here and you're looking for the rares, that you're looking for the normal mobs that are in front of the rares, but every now and then there's another rare that is stronger than the other ones, and he's wandering by here, like particularly Silver Pine. That's the one I'm thinking.
Son like, of Argyll.
Yeah.
And your harpy friend.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's a good emergent play styles. Learn when the game is broken and avoid it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. So, really, it all boils down to risk management.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know what you're doing, you're safer. If you're finding out what's behind door number two, your entire adventuring career, eventually it will be unpleasant.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no, good point. Definitely.
And finally, I would say look both ways before crossing the street.
Mm-hmm.
Going right back to Son of Argyll, if you know where he's pathing, if you know where the Etten is pathing, you know where his path is. If you know where the Fell Reaver goes, just look both ways.
Yeah.
Before starting a fight that's going to last over a minute.
Yeah.
And, you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
No nasty surprises.
Mm-hmm.
That could have been avoided.
Very good point. Absolutely.
So, with all of those things in mind, did you have any specific advice that you would want to give anyone thinking of trying any of the challenges, or any helpful tips or tricks or any five-isms?
Well, I don't know. I'd say my one of my biggest five-isms is just to follow a pattern and stick in it. But, you know, I guess if you're starting, you don't already have a pattern.
Yeah.
So, there have been so many other good advice in this portion from all the other guests. I'm not going to give like my top. I'm just going to try to pick something that hasn't been said already.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Stay alert and cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Always default to safety. If you can fly and get up to a safe location and log out, you can do that anywhere and come back to where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, I have a saying, and it goes, in the course of human events, there's always time to fuck it up. And it holds true to just about everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very true.
Absolutely.
Also, persist. Never give up. And I really respect the other green team whose name is Never Give Up. That's a good name. Mm-hmm. So I just took it. There's a good quote that I really like by Calvin Coolidge. And it goes like, nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent.
Mm-hmm. Good quote.
Very good quote.
Nice.
So, I mean, the first time that I succeeded in a challenge, it was my 49th attempt of that race and class.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my 49th attempt. It was specifically 49th Goblin Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
So. I also got a couple tricks. Mm-hmm. I already mentioned one earlier about Gather Mate 2. It's an add-on. I used to poo-poo the add-ons and say, oh no, I'm just doing everything from my knowledge.
Yeah.
And it worked. But when I got the add-on, I was like, oh my God, this is so easy. I don't even have to think. It's right here. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as everybody else is doing it and it's in the rules, fine, I can do it too. And it's a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
But it contains, in addition to, like when you download the database that's available with it,
yeah,
you'll get most of the chests,
yeah,
most of the flowers or herbs and ore,
yeah,
and a fair indication of fishing pools, although it's really not that thorough on that one.
Yeah. Okay. Gather mate too. Cool. Alright.
And one more trick. Put a target marker icon on the pathing mobs.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, if they walk around behind a building, you can still see that they're there.
Yes.
If they're walking around behind one of those Naga / undead pump station wagon things, you know, you forget that there's a in Zangarmarsh, I'm thinking there's a water elemental that pats around almost every single Naga camp.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple.
Yep.
And neighboring friends sometimes.
Yeah, so it's good to know when the pats are around and when they're not, and you can act in accordance. And it really extends on last week's patience tip from Zaya. This is something you can do to fuss while you're being patient.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Patience is a very big key.
Something to look for, something to pay attention to.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll do that to a problem mob sometimes when I'm working on an iron. If they've got a long patrol path or it's an elite that's coming in and I need to know where they are at all times, I'll slap like the most obnoxious color I can find according to the background that's going on with that mob, just so I can help keep an eye on them so I don't get involved with them.
That's
absolutely
right. It's about being safe, as you know, and there are things that we can use in game. If putting an icon on top of, you know, marks a pat for you to make life easier, do it, like what's Five suggested, because it's handy to have. So thank you, Five, for all of those, and we appreciate that. Again, a wealth of knowledge Five has, so we appreciate that. Other than that, though, how has your week been? Because I noticed Taco said she's away drinking wine and playing Yahtzee because she's at the beach. So
she's having a good old time.
She is.
I'm jealous.
That's awesome. Yeah. Nice.
We got some time to play. We squeezed it in the beginning of the week before she left, and we were like, great, we got a level on all three of our teams. And,
nice.
On Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got ready and took off.
Yeah.
And for the rest of the week, on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I got a level on my Iron Hunter, my Bloodthirsty Death Knight, and my Working Panda, mostly by adapting to the Bloodthirsty things and sometimes doing a dailies and whatever they do.
Yeah.
The Bloodthirsty notably leveled three times as fast as he was previously grinding the kills.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun.
Nice.
He also only wears vendor greens, which pretty much means what he started with, and he bought a green sword from Negrand.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't like wear what he picks up, which actually makes avoiding blues very easy, because I'm not interacting with my loot.
Mm-hmm.
My new baby pacifist parked in Darkshore and hasn't got sap yet, but I have picked up some chests. I learned some spots in Azshara where they're guarded by ally units, which makes it really easy for my ally to go collect the chests. That's nice.
Ah. Okay. Cool.
Like I said, my BT passy got about a level per day. For those 3 days, I stopped short by about half. On Tuesday, I got a half a level there. And for the rest of the week, I took off.
Nice.
I've been playing another game for a Valentine's Day event. It's been
crazy.
Engrossing.
Nice. Because, yes, of course, you know, many games have got the holiday events as such.
It's more compelling than Love in the Air.
Okay. What? You don't like throwing around the chocolates and the perfume? That's crazy. Must be stinking up the cities, definitely. So what do you get on your other game? You said you're playing Torn. Do you get something at the end of the, you know, the Valentine's?
What we're doing is killing a whole bunch of people in a row. The goal is basically we're farming respect, and respect is the currency that we improve our guild with.
Ah, okay. Cool. So is it a PvP type heavy game? Yeah?
All right. Yep. But it's also cooperative.
Right.
PvP. So it goes both ways.
Nice. Excellent. Well, sounds like you've been busy, which, again, does not surprise any of us, really. So thank you for all of those. And obviously, good luck. So how many blood passies are you running? You've got the new one?
Just those
one?
Two.
Okay.
I had another one that didn't die.
Yeah.
And I deleted them last year. The high level one and the low level one. Pretty much I started the low level one because I'm starting to get afraid of the high level one dying.
Yeah.
But also I wanted to just test the changes in the rules and see how different it was to get a new character out at this time.
Which is never a bad idea, because, you know, changes do affect certain things for sure. All right.
It's been a long time since I started a pacifist, so I just wanted to
see how it goes.
Hey, I'll try it without the quests and see how far I can get.
Nice.
In
excellent.
The name of research.
Yes, Five is always busy researching, which is fantastic. All right, thank you, Five, for that. Nisi, I'm sure you've not been busy at all this week, have you?
No.
Right.
No.
Okay, hit us. Tell us, what have you been doing?
All right, so I was working on my Bloodthirsties. I've been focusing on them the most. Got 5, I think, leveled this
5
week on the blood.
5 fives. Okay.
No, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 5 this week.
5.
So
okay.
5 is a theme today.
5 is a huge theme today. Go 5. Yes.
So I got the hunter, Nisi, to level 60. So she's going to get her flying now. Don't know if I'm going to stay in Zanger Marsh or not. I might. Depends on how busy it stays. Got the Guardian Druid up to level 29.
Nice.
And then I remembered when I was actually working on her for next week, I was getting ready to go into the Hinterlands, because that's where I go at 29. I don't wait till 30. And I was like, oh, right, Crown Chemical. I could have probably gotten around them, but with the way things have been lately, and I'm just like, you know what? We'll just tough it out in Arathi another level. So she's still sitting in Arathi Highlands. We're just going to wait for the event to end before I go into Hinterlands. Got Soul Snuffer to 93.
Nice.
She's still grinding away in Shadow Moon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Soul Snuggles, my holy priest. Soul Snuffer is my disc priest. So Soul Snuggles, I got to 27. She's running about 2 levels behind the druid. And I got Soul Stoned to 104 out in Azuna. No mishaps this week. We were good.
Yeah. Excellent.
No problem.
Whew. Okay.
Yeah, this week was okay. Mm-hmm. I was working on her this morning, and we seem to have a witching hour between 3:30 to maybe 5 a.m. somewhere in there the past couple of mornings where the internet dropped out, and it was like 3:30, and I'm like, oh, let me get off, because it just happened to hit me what time it was, and I was like, no, I'll go work on someone else for a couple of hours just in case. I'm not losing this one at 104. Mm-hmm. No. I got an iron worked on, so Grumpy Soul got to level 29.
Nice.
On Thursday. And she moved from Blood Mist Isle out to Lochmodan. And she's just past the beginning stuff there, and heading over towards Farstrider Lodge. And there was some non-challenge stuff I did with my mains, trying to still work on my flying for BFA.
Mm-hmm.
And some other stuff going on behind the scenes that I was dealing with. And then I also worked on some art somewhere in between there. I don't know when.
Nice.
But I did.
Excellent. Wow. Again, not busy at all, Niecy.
No.
Would you like some more work? I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. She's like, I'm gonna, no, it's all good. No, but thank you.
No.
Well I'm done. Good. You've had a good week. Nobody died, no mishaps.
No.
Yay. Excellent. All right. Well, you know, everyone, buckle down, sit down. Let me tell you what I've been doing, because, you know,
this is
gonna
be so long.
So busy. So busy. I ran out of coffee. I just poured the last. Seriously.
That's not good.
Where's my coffee made? Anyway. Nothing. I'm on holidays. I'm not supposed to be here. So, nothing.
Yay!
Anyway, there we go.
What Lita did this week
is a big fat zero. Yeah. But on the plus side, because I've done nothing, Chris, how's your pacifist going? Just saying. She's going to kill me. Mwah! Anyway, send her a kiss. Heart you. Anyway, you know, sometimes you just gotta, you know. Anyway, yes, you get that. You get that. Nothing like throwing down the gauntlet. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Love you, girl. All right. Let's go into, where are we? Let's have a look at this one. I think I've got the right one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
All right. Okay. So we got a few things that I need to talk about the news. So don't forget, Love is in the Air finishes on the 21st. So we've still got a few days of that to go, which obviously Niecy did a big write-up over on wowchallenges.com. So if you want to check it out, please pop over there. Again, Bloodthirsties, no. Everyone else, check it out and see what you can do. If you want to do it, bonus XP, that kind of thing, go for it. But yes, it's got less than a week. So if you want to utilize it, go do that. Now, we've had an influx of people into Discord, which is fantastic. Welcome to all the new people. We appreciate that. Just want to put out a little reminder about Discord rules. They are in the general. They are pinned in the general channel. But the biggest thing, guys, is please keep in mind, Discord, we're all about having fun, sharing knowledge, all of that kind of thing. But our biggest policy is don't be a jerk. All right. Will Wheaton's rule is always number one as far as it comes to our Discord. So, you know, swearing's okay. Just don't, you know, don't go crazy, things like that. Just keep it to a minimum. And be respectful of, one, each other, two, of the mods and the admin. Anyone breaks the rules, banned. Just saying, okay? So I'm putting it out there just to let you know, just a reminder. Alrighty? And website, we know, has had a few hiccups with the API, and Blizzard's APIs going all a bit crazy. It's, you know, there's some things that we just can't help. Website's looking great. Thank you, Alminia. He is working very busy sorting that currently. So, yeah, and apologies. Blizzard's API is being extremely slow. Now, as to why there are changes coming with the API, whether that's throwing a little hiccup, but, you know, all we can do is say, guys, just be patient. Zaya found a workaround, Nisi, as to some updating of tunes that you can do. Do you want to let people know what that is?
We were able to re-add an existing challenger to the list that they were part of, and it did force an update somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say it's going to work every time at this very moment, but it could be an avenue to try.
Yeah, exactly.
At least for the challenges that don't have a level requirement for adding to the list.
Yes.
Put it that way.
Yes.
If there's a cutoff or to add your character to the list and it's above that, it might not work.
Yeah. So again, just, you know, if there's issues, please just post them in Discord. Be mindful that we all have got, you know, IRL, and getting to questions and answers also can be, might not be an instantaneous kind of thing, because we all have real life and things to attend to, but we will get to you as soon as we're able to. Okay, so again, just also please keep that in mind. Now, two more things that I've got for you before we get into the state of the challenges. We have got a Spreadshirt promo that is starting on the 20th, going until the 24th. There is 15% off everything at the Spreadshirt for merchandise. So you can get things, you know, so shirts, hats, bags, you know, mugs, all those kinds of things. So if you want to check it out, pop over to there. The link is also on the website. Now, the only other thing that I've got is, let me show you this one. So, starting next week, we will be running a new iron leveling contest. You will need to wait to see what we're doing. Okay, but a contest will be starting. Okay.
No hints by the name?
No, just we're letting you know. For a change, I normally don't tell you what type of contest. I'm telling you, it's an iron contest. That's all I'm giving you. So you need to tune in next week, find out what it is. It'll be running for 2 weeks from next week, and we will tell you all of the things then. Alrighty? So, yeah. So, very excited. This will be the first contest for the year. So, yay! Okay, state of the challenges. Here we go. Let's have a look, because it's been a big week, which is fantastic. Five, can you do the irons for me, please?
Sure. In number 10 is Farisham at 49. Number 9, Nemesisil at 59. Number 8 is Zaya Sharia at 63. Number 7 is Farrakum at 66. Number 6 is Nikki, level 69 RIP. Number 5 is 97 at 81. Number 4 is Chancellery at 85. Number 3 is 5 Melon at 90.
Nice.
Number 2 is Iron Azzy at 91. And number 1 is Farakiri at 92.
Nice. Well done. All right, Bloods, hit us, Nisi, please.
All right, so in 10th this week, we have Murloc Killer at 41. Sanguinette at 44 in 9th. 8th, we have Lock Zort, my goodness, at 50. 7th, we have Nisi at 60. Number 6 this week, Broken Tooth at level 68, but you are yellow flagged for kills, so you do need to get out there and kill a bit kill extra stuff. To get that kill flag kill. Flipped.
Mm-hmm.
5th, we have Nikki at 69, RIP. 4th, we have 5 Chesty at 73. 3rd, we have 5 On It at 76. 2nd, Soul Snuffer at 93. And 1st for Blood, Soul Stoned at 104 this
nice.
Week.
Nice. Excuse me. All right. So
that's Nisi.
Good to see. Good to see there. So well done. All right. Passies. Go for it. 5.
We really only have 9. Number 9, we have Passibran at level 10. Number 8, Passilisa at level 12. Number 7, Peacenik at level 26. Number 6 is Angel at level 37. Number 5 is Vierna at level 40. Number 4 is Nacelles at level 48. Number 3 is Farrapah at level 65. Number 2 is Ferris Sky at level 69. And number 1 is 5 Chesty at 73.
Nice. All right, Nisi, hit us, please.
Okay, so tins this week, we've got 2. Second is Falumin at 21. And first we have Cafalar at level 24. Mm-hmm. And for greens this week, we have in 10th Shizukata at 50. Ninth, we have Azzy Green at 53. 8th, we have Feralissa at 69. 7th, we have Lore Keeper at 79. 6th, we have Green Adelic at 86. 5th, Zayagala at 95. 4th, Chris Dude at 96. 3rd, Feratot at 108. Number 2 for this week is Fair Verde. Probably mm-hmm. butchered the crap out of that, but you're at 111, and I am sorry that I did such a bad job on your name. And first this week we have Jang Green hitting 120 and becoming our 3rd green champion for Battle for Azeroth.
Nice.
Congrats, Jang.
Jang, fantastic effort. So, Nisi, you've done the write-up over on the website.
Yes, it is.
Jangler's been busy working on various tunes, and it is so good to see him get a max level green. So congratulations to Jang on that. Well done. Well done. So yeah. All right, Working Man 5, who have we got?
Number 9, Tilly at level 30. Number 8, Ferrona at 42. Number 7, Joyful Colin at 52. Number 6 is Work It Assy at 55. Number 5 is Zayawea at 56. Number 4, Nihai at 58. Number 3, 5 Passy Panda at 61. Number 2, Farrah Winter at 80. And number 1, Contester at 113.
Nice. Look at Stur, still going on his Working Man. Well done. That is awesome. All right. Let's have a look. So iron teams, we have got, there was one this week, Light and Lightning hit 81. Congratulations, guys. Fantastic. Our blood teams, one of my favorite names ever, Five Finger Death Taco Double Dip. Love that. 26. Well done, Five and Taco. Well done. And the green teams, we have got 3 this week. Fantastic. You don't know, you weren't there. Hit 25. Number 2 is Never Give Up. They hit 33. And number 1 is The Trash Heap Has Spoken. Yeah? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hit 41. So, yay. Go Five and Taco. Again, being very busy. So, well done. That is fantastic. All right. Again, look, it's been a very busy week. Congratulations, everybody. Commiserations. We've lost a couple this week. Commiserations to those that we have lost. And best of luck, everyone, on this coming week. So, yes. All right. Where's my bumper? Here it is. Let's have a look.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
Oh, Zorts. Oh, love ya. Feel better, Zorts. That's the other thing. All right. Five. I'm not really sure if I'm sorry or not sorry. I have no idea. I've not looked at that. But can you please do Azzy's pun as soon as I've done his bumper? So I'm going to play his bumper. Here we go.
Sure. It's Azzy's pun.
Love that.
What do you call it when you misspell the word blood? A type O.
It was cute.
That's very cute, Azzy. Thank you.
See, Chris, I told you it was foreshadowing because you misspelled blood before the show started. Yeah, that was awesome.
Nice. Oh, that's very cute. Thank you, Azzy. Thank you very much. Okay, Nisi, what have we got?
Okay, so Dave sent us in, I'm not sure if it's, I guess it would be like a little joke type thing. Did you know on the Canary Islands there is not one canary? And on the Virgin Islands, same thing, not one canary.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks. Thank you. Okay. It's always nice to have a little chuckle. Thanks, guys. We do really appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Nisi, can you take... Actually, you take the first one. I did that because you had answered it, so that was the...
Yeah, that's fine.
Easier.
So I'm sorry if I mispronounce your name. It's been a long day. From Arescello, is... auction house allowed for Iron Man class? Yes, it is. You can buy and sell an auction house. However, you do need to be careful when you purchase gear or weapons off the auction house to wear for your iron, because some enchanters will enchant white and grays and then put them up on the auction house. So you just need to give them a really good once-over before you equip them, mm-hmm. because that's not something we can undo, because no enchants. Mm-hmm. And as a side note, while you can use the auction house, you are not allowed to directly trade with players, directly interacting with other players, either through trade channel or directly through the trade window. It's considered getting outside help, and that's not allowed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Alrighty. But always good to re-go over rules, and don't forget the Iron Man Classic rules that are up on the website are subject to change. We are still waiting on API access, which is coming. We know, you know, Blizzard likes to make sure they've got everything right before they release these things. So until we've got access, things may change with the rule set, but we'll need to wait and see once API access becomes available. All right, but there is a basic guideline for those that want to give it a go. The other thing is to remember that if you're leveling a tune in Classic, that perhaps it might be a good idea to look at that as a scout and, you know, play around, see what things, what leveling path you want to take, that kind of thing. Because it may not be the tune that when the API becomes available, you might get flagged for it. Or, you know, there might be an issue. So it's always good to, you know, have a play around, see what kind of path that you want to do. But just please keep that in mind as well.
Yeah, so I mean, we don't know what's going to get possibly tweaked at the moment. We won't know until we get the information in front of
us. That's right. And as Alminia says, at this time, there is no ETA at the moment. We know that they're working on it. We know all of that. But until they're ready to release it, and obviously it's not just getting released to us, it's getting released to everyone. There's many websites that will want to use the API. We've got to be patient. As Five said, you know, patience is a very big thing, both in and out of game. So just please, guys, remember that.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth it to wait and have it be right instead of, you know, them rushing it and have, you know, it not working right. So
I'm willing to bet that it's going to go through a significant portion. Like, I really don't even know what the metrics would be, but I'm thinking something like the biggest boss on the server is taken down, so it's not a competitive race. And you're not getting opposing factions trying to out-intel their way to the end kind of thing. And then I think they'll let up and have it more available to people.
It's very likely to be with all the content, you know, that's coming out and being released currently, as well as things in the future with the various raids that have just been released in Classic and that kind of thing. So it's, you know, it's again, it's, there's nothing that we can do about it until we've got it. So it's just about being patient. Have fun with what you're doing. That's the main thing. Use it as a scout. Use it as the time to work out what kind of path you're going to be. But just be mindful of the fact that, you know, it very well may not be the tune that you end up wanting to run as your iron or as your challenge tune. So use the time, have fun with it, and see where you get.
Yeah, I mean, use it as a lesson learned character. I mean, it's like, oh, okay, shouldn't have done that. Or, yeah, you know, maybe that's not the best direction to go.
So. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Okay, so next one from Relativism. Sorry if I butchered your name. That's what I usually do. Apologies. I am new to Iron Man. A small question about Rule 5. No elixirs, potions, or flux used. This means if I loot a health potion, I can't use it. Nisi had answered this. Thank you, Nisi. She said, correct. No health potions allowed to be used at all, whether you buy them, loot them, whichever. That's correct. Okay? None. That's, yeah, pretty much it. Okay. Five. Now, you had some things you wanted to add, so...
This was an expansion on last week's episode, chit-chat with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about the white gear that comes from the chat, from the quests.
Yeah, that was a question that Rude had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Execute specifically wrote a really good write-up on it in our Discord, dated October 18th, 2019. I ended up doing one of those, and when I handed it in, it was notably 0.5 better DPS than the white vendor weapons that you get from Outrend or Northrend.
Mm. Okay.
And there was one more thing, that if a white armor's value isn't going to scale up anymore, then there's no point waiting to 60. You can hand it in at the value before level 60. Mm-hmm. I have an example for the Horde quest in Durotar to get Zintaji's cloak. It's a white cloak, and it reaches 5 armor by around level 52. So mm-hmm. you can hand it in then, because it's going to be 5 armor at level 60.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. But yeah, there's lots of information, guys. And again, you know, pick the brains of that, you know, these guys that have been there, done that. Like Five says, he's picked Stir's brain, you know, so Zaya, execute. There's many people that you can, you know, get some wonderful amount of info and knowledge from. So again, you know, utilize the community. That's what they're there for. So again, but thank you, Five. That's a very good, and a handy tip to remember for us, which is great. Okay. Anything from the chat room that I can see? Not really looking at that. Apparently Taco's old lady's cheating with the Yahtzee. Taco, you get, you know, it's Yahtzee. You gotta watch him. You gotta watch him. That's all I'm saying. Okay? Watch it like a hawk. That's it. Other than that, I can't really see anything else. So we might go into wrapping up in a minute. I will add, though, let me just throw it in here again. Don't forget, next week, new contest. There it is. New iron leveling. Our Patreon through Twitch. So again, it's greatly appreciated, guys. We do seriously really thank you for that. And check out the website. All the links are over there if that is something that you would like to do. Other than that, I will be updating that hopefully this week. So I will take out the peoples and add in the peoples and update the list. So so yeah, if there's anyone not on the list that should be, please ping me, ping the mods, just let know. I try and look at it every week or so, but again, I've been away, so I've not paid too much attention, but I'll be back next week. So so yeah, let me know if there's a case. From Stir, Stone, and myself, I would like to thank our wonderful mods for all the things that you guys do. Truly, truly appreciate it. So big thank you to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zion, Zorts. Again, you really do make our lives so much easier by looking after the things when, you know, IRL happens for us. So thank you. Thank you, mods. Greatly appreciate that. To Arminia, as always, thank you. Thank you for the things that you do. And greatly appreciated. And again, to our viewers, to our listeners, thanks for hanging out. Thank you for listening. You know, because again, without you guys, we wouldn't be here. So thank you for listening to all the things and for the wonderful guests that we have on who help to contribute to all of these things. Now, next week, we will be back next week because, you know, we've got a contest to announce. Yay. So the next show will be Saturday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, Five, for joining us today. Really appreciate it. Would you like to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact, please?
You can find me on Discord. I'm 5iron number 2575. And I'm pretty much always on Discord, and you can message me. There you go.
Excellent. That's easy enough. We will have the information up on the website as well. So so thank you. Thank you for that, Five. Don't forget where you can find the website is at wowchallenges.com. All of the things are over there. Well, it's getting there. Harmonia's working on. There's a lot of stuff up. But, you know, if you've got any issues, the other thing is, you know, ask in Discord. That's what we're there for. Please, you know, just put out a question, we'll get to you from there. However, there are all of the information Discord. We have got Facebook, we've got Twitch, we've got Twitter, and we've got YouTube. So there are many different ways that you can find us, and the links are up on the website. If you want to listen to the episode, pop over to Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, or Stitcher Radio. That's where you can hear us. And if you would like to send in an email, please feel free. Because I do appreciate not getting spam ones. You know, spam ones, I do kind of feel the love, but it's nice to have a proper email. Thank you, Five, for the ones that you've sent me to.
I try to be nice.
I do appreciate it. So thank you for that. But you can send an email over at podcast@wildchallenges.com. So if you've got any tips, any tricks, any puns, jokes, just want to say hi, you know, that's fine. Send them all over. That is good. Alrighty. Nisi, where can we find you, please?
All right. Well, you can find me in the Wild Challenges Discord. Just Nisi, #4863. You can find me on Twitch. I do tend to stream the challenges and the occasional non-challenge thing, whether it's art or another game. And it's NisiBGN over on Twitch. And on Twitter, you can follow me at NisiBGN.
Nice. And if you want to find out what I'm up to, pop over to Twitter. I am at LeetaWow, which is LeetaWow, as well as check out the other show, which is Adventures in Azeroth, that I do with Stone. Speaking of Stone, hi Stone, welcome. You rested? Excellent. Cool. Feeling better? Hope so. That's good. And also, you make a very valid point. We have mentioned about Discord rules. Let us also mention, you know, if you've got a question, guys, just ask it in, you know, don't have to DM us. That's fine. Certainly don't DM Stone 50 million times. Just ask it in channel. You'll be surprised. You could be asking a question that someone else is too afraid to ask. Go, no question is ever silly. Please just, you know, you got a question, ask away. Just remember, we do have the rules on the website and we do have an FAQ. But if you're unsure, definitely it's better to get a definite answer than to feel like you might be doing something you're not sure about and end up breaking the rules. Okay, so please. But
also, if it's about something specific, you can search for it. Mm-hmm. And then you'll find all the history of people that have said something about that.
That's true. That is a good point. You can search on through the Discord channel. Absolutely. Very greatly underused resource. So thank you, Fife, for reminding me about that. Okay, so I think we've got it. Have we got everything?
Wait. Did you say where we can find you?
Yeah. I did that.
Okay, I must have missed it. I've got like five things going on.
No, that's fine.
I'm sorry.
Who wants to find out where I am? So everyone knows where I am. It's all good. Okay, well, other than that, let's just do one more time because I'm really proud of my artwork that I did, Chris. Just to you. So next week, it's happening, people. There's going to be a thing. So yes, that starts from next week. Other than that, again, Five, thank you so much for joining us here again. The amount of knowledge that you've got, we picking your brain is always interesting. I always learn something new. So again, thank you for being here this week. We do appreciate that.
Been a lot of fun.
Excellent. And other than that, I do want to say a big thank you on our intros and our outros because I have got two amazing people who I like to call friends who have helped us out. One is Mark Conan. He made our intro. You can't beat that starting of the intro. Always gets me. And you can find him over on Twitter at Mark Conan. Wow. And of course, Epic Insanity, the man with the beard himself, made the outro, which I'm going to play very shortly, but you can find him over on Twitter at @epic_insanity as well as Frozen Nerds Podcast. And the throat Sorry, excuse me. Throat's starting to go. So, on that note, say goodbye, everyone. Take it easy. Have a good week.
Bye-bye. And
thank you.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.